Hello?
Hello, Richard?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you answered. Hey, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. Are you sitting down?
Yes.
Okay, great. Listen, I know this is going to be hard for you to believe, but I've been miniaturized, and I'm inside of your body right now. I'm like a microscopic size. I don't know how it happened or where it happened, but I'm inside of you right now, in your bloodstream, inside of this little metal microscopic spaceship thing. And I don't know, we're going to have to... We've got to do something about this. I need you to find a guy named Scrimshaw. He has the other microchip that can get me out. I'm running out of air, Richard. We've got to move quick. Richard?
What? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Look, just get the car keys. We got to go. We got to go on an adventure, Richard. I need you to get over to Safeway. ASAP.
Safeway? Where's Safeway?
I don't know. I don't know where you are. I can't tell where I'm at because I'm inside of you. I'm a microscopic size. I just need you to believe me. I need you to find a scientist named Scrimshaw. He's a criminal, and he has the other microchip.
I think I see him.
What are you talking about? Aren't you at home?
Could be.
Come on, Richard. No fucking around here. This is my life at stake. If you don't help me, I'm going to run out of air, and I'm going to die, and you're just going to have this little skeleton stuck in your body for the rest of your life. How's that make you feel?
Bye.
Look, I need you to grab the car keys. Oh, shit. He hung up. I'm going to call right back.
You reached the number for Richard and Barbara.
Shoot.
Please leave a message.
Crap.
We'll return the calls.
I'm so dead.
Thank you.
Fucking Richard.
Please record your message. When you have finished.
I guess he can't save my life today because that'll interfere with his TV watching.
Roy. Jermel. It's Roy. Jermel.
So that's what I did for a good, I don't know, 90 minutes or so. Called up tons of people, explained to him that I was Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. And that I'd been miniaturized and injected into somebody's body. But for some reason, nobody was believing me. I'm not sure why. Maybe I just wasn't explaining it well enough. Here, let's see if I can find a copy of Inner Space on YouTube. Yep, of course, there it is. Let's scroll through this real quick. Have any of you ever seen Inner Space? It's an 80s movie. I think Steven Spielberg was involved. Where Dennis Quaid gets miniaturized and injected into Martin Short's body. Whoa. Okay, all right. I'm on a scene now where Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton has used the electromagnetic pulse to set fire to Martin Short's VCR and TV. That's what I should have done to prove it to him. I should have tried to use my electromagnetic pulse on him. So he's putting out the fire.
Oh, Jack. You see that I am real, Jack. You do believe me now, don't you? Huh?
I don't know what to believe.
It sounds like they've turned up the sound so that YouTube can't identify this as a commercial movie and take it off of their account.
Believe it, Jack. Believe it because it's true. The
video's all fucked up, too.
I want you to listen to me, and I want you to listen good. Right?
Yes.
Because we're in this together, and we got to help each other out.
All right.
You don't work at the lab, do you?
Lab? No, I work at Safeway.
And you don't know anything about the experiment?
What experiment?
Oh, God.
The miniaturization experiment.
Oh.
Jack, my name is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I've been miniaturized. I was supposed to be injected into the body of a laboratory rabbit, and somehow I got inside you instead.
See, that's the part I forgot to explain about the laboratory rabbit.
You mean somehow? How? All I know is I was inside a syringe, and now I'm inside you.
So that must have been the problem. I just wasn't explaining it properly, and I didn't play enough dramatic music in the background. That's what I need. I need to get some dramatic music. Anyway, hello everyone. You're listening to a Hobosode on July 4th, 2017. Today's sponsor is Gobi. Thank you, Gobi, for making my hour and a half of inner space pranks not work out. I even tried calling employees of businesses, and I'm like, hey, this is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton from the corporate office. You're not going to believe this, but we were doing this promotional thing, and the next thing you know, I'm injected into your body. I've been miniaturized, and even when I called as the corporate office, they didn't seem to believe it for some reason. They found it more implausible than the time I was telling employees that I was in a tunnel underneath the store, and I was getting ready to burst up through the floor and to move coolers and stuff. Luckily, though, we have a submission here from Dustin. Dustin says, "Hey, Brad, here's a few complaints, all with contact numbers and a full detail of what they are bitching about. I believe you know what to do." And he sent me links to a website called complaintsboard.com, where people basically just go to bitch about companies. And this first lady, her name is Hannah. She says, "I'm trying to set up a new account. I call on June 2nd. I speak to one person. I give her all of my information. And it just goes on and on. I call back this day. I call back this day. I speak to a fourth person. I speak to a manager named Chris. I find out my card was charged. On Tuesday, June 6th, I call back to speak to Jack. That's my eighth call. I should tell her to stop calling so much. June 9th, the 13th person I've spoken to. I'm disgusted with the way I've been treated. You have absolutely no care for your customers at all. The number of times the phone has cut out and no one's called back, and the number of times I've been promised a callback and no one has, is disgraceful. I demand that you return the $500 you have unjustly taken from me immediately," and blah, blah, blah. It goes without saying that I will not be taking my account further with Verizon. "I expect a callback very soon or I will be escalating this complaint." And she signs her full name and her phone number.
Hello?
Hello, Hannah?
Hi, yes.
Hey there, this is Mr. Bob Dobelina from Verizon.
Hi.
I'm calling about all your phone calls to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, do you think you could stop calling so much? Because you're hogging all the lines for the other people, and they can't get through if you call in so much. Can you just cut that out, please?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I'm saying you're calling us too much. You're clogging up the lines at our call center. So
I haven't called Verizon for a few weeks now. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, can you just stop calling so much? Because you're clogging up the lines.
Sorry.
Like that.
Sorry, who are you?
My name is Mr. Bob Dobelina from Verizon. The customer service.
And do you know why I was calling?
Oh no,
don't know why I was calling you.
Oh, no, I actually don't care. I was just wondering if maybe you could just stop calling so much. Maybe just call once, like a normal person.
Sorry, do you work for this company?
Yes, this is Bob Dobelina with Verizon.
And this is how you treat your customers?
Well, no, look, I'm just saying, stop calling so much. You're tying up the lines. You're hogging all the...
I'm calling, and I haven't called for a few weeks now, but I was calling to try and get an answer back because you took money out of my account that was supposed to be taken out. So,
yeah.
No one's getting back to me. What am I supposed to do?
You were calling a lot, though. You were just calling over and over. You were calling so many times. You clogged up the lines. Nobody could get through for, like, a week because of you.
I don't believe that at all.
No, it's true.
No, that's not. Where have you got my number from?
It's in the system here. It looks like you set up a new account with us.
No, I haven't set up an account with you because your customer service is absolute shit. And the way I've been treated is completely unreasonable. And I can't believe you called me to say this.
Well, no, our customer service isn't shit. I think you just couldn't get through because you were clogging up all the lines
a couple weeks ago. That's completely not true at all. Every time I called, I got through to someone, and no one was calling me back. So I had to find out where the $500 that you took out of my account was.
Well, just
because I had that taken out for over a month, and no one was coming back to me with anything.
Well, just because they wouldn't call you back doesn't give you the right to clog up our lines.
Of course it does. I'm a customer of yours. Well, I was a customer of yours, not anymore, thank God.
Oh, well,
I'm pretty sure you're a worldwide company. That one person calling isn't going to clog up all of your lines.
If you're not a customer of ours anymore, then what are you bitching for? I mean, like, just...
It's completely outrageous. Must be the manager.
Let me think. No, you may not.
Who the fuck do you think you are calling me saying this?
I've told you so many times, ma'am. This is Mr. Dobelina, Mr. Bob Dobelina from Verizon.
Right, okay. And what's your customer code?
Oh, I don't...
So if someone calls up about you, how do I call up to complain about you? Then?
We only give those to customers, and you know you're not a customer, so nope, you can't have. She's hung up. Can't believe she's getting pissed at me just because she clogged up the lines. Bogged down the whole national call center with her constant harassing phone calls to us. And she has the nerve to get pissy with me. Anyway, that was fun. Thanks for that, Dustin. There's a few more in here, though. The first one didn't work out. It was some old man complaining about Time Warner Cable. It looks like the third one down is Frontier Communications. So from what I can gather, this website, complaintsboard.com, is basically a goldmine of people complaining about shit. And I think everyone should go there and check it out, complaintsboard.com. I don't think they have to put their phone number in there, but a lot of them do because they're hoping for a resolution. So let's call up this last guy on the list. His name is Sean. He is upset about Suddenlink Communications. The technician pulled into our driveway. My wife confronted the driver, asked him why it's okay to run lines through our property, and we can't get Suddenlink after years of asking for service. Oh, so he's pissed because he can't be a customer, but they're running lines across his property. That's kind of funny. Suddenlink driver began to laugh in her face and told her the house is too far. My wife is very upset, told the drivers to get off our property, probably had a shotgun with her. Suddenlink driver then tells her he is on the easement. My wife then tells him to get his truck off of our driveway. By no way is this a laughing matter. I want to get rid of AT&T internet and phone and utilize Suddenlink. So my new understanding of your company's business practices is to laugh and make fun when we ask for service. House is too far. No, he was probably making fun and laughing because she went out there to try and cause problems when he wasn't doing anything wrong. He was on the easement, lady. Were you using your driveway? She probably looked out her window like, oh, look at that. I get to complain about something. I'm going to go out there and bitch at him.
Hello.
Hello, Sean?
Yeah.
Hey there. This is Bob Dabalina from Suddenlink Communications. I understand you were having some problems.
We were.
Okay. What kind of problems were you having?
We can't get Suddenlink.
Oh, well, it looks like here in the records, they were trying to set you up, and then your wife just came out and started laughing at the technician. So he's just like, fuck this shit, and he blacklisted your address forever because she went out there to just bitch a bunch.
No, that was not the case at all, because he never said anything like that. He started laughing at her.
No, she was laughing first, and then he started laughing because he thought the joke was funny, and then she started making fun of him.
No.
And he marked her on the list. He blacklisted your house forever. They were getting ready to set it up. Your wife went out there and fucked it all up.
Okay, hold on one second.
Okay, are you getting your tape recorder out?
No, I'm just going to write some stuff down. Do I need to get my tape recorder out?
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Because you're being a complete ass, too.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just repeating what's on the report here.
Your foul fucking language right now is pissing me off.
Oh, you just used it, too. I'm reading the report. I'm printing it out, and this is what it says on my printout.
Okay. Okay, let me get a pad and a paper, and we could talk about this and figure it out.
Okay.
All right, again, what was your name?
My name is Mr. Dabalina. Mr. Bob Dabalina.
B-O-B.
Yeah, good job. B-O-B, you got it right.
How do you spell your last name?
Yay. It's D-O-B-I-L-I-N-A. It doesn't matter. You don't even need my name, because you can't have service through us. What do you need my name for?
What do I need your name for? Because I want to know who I'm talking to. So
well, I already told you.
You're telling me we can't get service. Because
your wife's a bitch.
Are banned for life because my wife laughed at your driver that was supposedly putting in service for our house.
Yeah, well, it says here on the forum the actual reason is that because she's a bitch. And can you tell her to be quiet?
Because she's a bitch. You want me to tell my wife to be quiet?
Yeah, tell her to shut the fuck up. We're talking on the phone.
You want me to tell her to shut the fuck up?
Yes, please.
Are you kidding me?
She's just back there yammering on and on. I see what the technician had a problem with now.
Now he can see what the technician had a problem with. Okay, you're a joke. You don't work for Suddenlink, obviously. You're just calling because you're full of shit.
That's not the reason I'm calling.
What's the reason you're calling for?
Listen, tell her to shut up. Say, honey, I'm on the phone. Be quiet. Be like, shh. Do that to her.
What do you want me to tell my wife?
To shut the fuck up.
Okay, motherfucker, you can talk to me. Your driver came on my property. I asked him why we can't get service, but everybody in our neighborhood can. He laughed at my face and told me because we live too far from the freaking road. So I told him to get his ass off my property.
Did you come out and screech at him like that? That's probably why he was mad, because you were screeching.
Okay, well, listen, I pay taxes on my property. It's my fucking property. If you don't like it, that's too goddamn bad.
Oh, well,
I don't give a shit. You can stay off my fucking property.
You sound like a really shitty person. I mean, he probably wasn't hurting anything out there, was he?
Excuse me, son of a bitch. You're the one calling me. And yeah, you want to come step on my property? We can do this face to face. But until then, you can get off the fucking phone and you stop yelling at my husband.
I wasn't yelling at him.
Suddenly person shows up on my property, I'm going to tell him the same goddamn thing.
Well, this
stay off my fucking property.
This isn't going to get you service, ma'am.
Nothing's going to get us service. We've been trying to get service for 3 years.
Oh, they were out there.
You guys told us we had to pay $2,000 to run a line from the road to our house.
Why can't you just do
that?
Are you just too poor to pay the $2,000?
Are you too much of an asshole to keep your job? Give me your last name and I'll call your fucking supervisor.
No.
Yeah, that's because you're a douchebag.
That's because I just don't want my supervisor to yell at me.
You know what? I have a best friend that was a supervisor at Suddenlink forever. Why don't I call him? Why don't you give me your name, I can call him and ask him who you are.
Did you say you had a best friend?
I have.
Oh, okay. That weird.
Give me your fucking name.
I'm surprised you can keep any friends the way you just like go around screeching all the time and complaining and wah. That's you.
You know what? I don't give a shit because
that's
you
told
me,
like.
So obviously you need something.
He doesn't work for
something. Let me guess. Stop. You need access to my pole on my land.
No, I'll give you access to my pole, if you know what I mean.
He's not really with
you. You're not from Suddenlink.
No, no. No, look, I just saw your phone number on complaintsboard.com. I thought it'd be funny to call you. I'm not really with the cable
first
company.
First of all, I don't know how you got my phone number. There was no complaint.
Yeah,
this episode happened like 6 months ago.
Hey, lady, shut the fuck up. Listen, Sean, he put his phone number on the site. Ask him. He's probably looking at you nodding right now, isn't he?
Okay, well, tell me your name.
I told Sean a bunch of times, and he even tried to write it down. Look, it doesn't matter. You don't need my name because, okay, they're gone. That was so awesome that she got on the phone with me. And in all seriousness, listen to the way she talks. Do you think she went out there and nicely asked the Suddenlink person to leave? No, she went out there to cause problems. They're running internet lines out on the road by their house, and she sees that and her face just lights up. She's like, yes, I get to go bitch at someone. Now I'm not going to be bored today. She went out there with the intention of getting pissed off. We all know that. Her husband probably does too. Anyway, that's the end of today's Hobosode. Thanks a lot, Dustin, for sending these complaints in. I think I only got through to two of them, but the list he sent me has 6 people on it, so I'm going to keep this list, and I'm going to try and call some of them back at different times of the day. And I will definitely be taking a closer look at complaintsboard.com. I scrolled through a few of them earlier, and I didn't see any phone numbers on them, so I'm guessing Dustin had to kind of search through a bunch of complaints to find, you know, the ones that had phone numbers on them. Or maybe it's really easy, I don't know. Thank you, Gobi, for sponsoring the show today. Gobi sponsored all of the parts of the show that didn't work out, all the stuff that I had to cut out, the 90 minutes of telling people that I'm Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. That was all Gobi. Thanks for that, Gobi. I'm ending today's show with a song by Greg. This is Nancy, I Need to Borrow Your Car. Did you drive a car today to work? Do you drive a car? What time are you off work today? Nancy? This is John from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. And I need a ride. And I need a ride. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car. Nancy? I'm your boss. Just a minute, and I'm going to get the keys from you. You don't have a choice. Nancy? You need to stop lying to the corporate office. I'm your boss. I just need to go over to the bowling alley. Nancy? It's only going to be for like 20 minutes. I'm not taking your car. I'm just going to borrow it. I'm just borrowing it. No, I am. I'm from the corporate office with 7-Eleven, and I need to borrow your car. Did you drive a car today? Do you have a car there? And I need to borrow your car. I want you to have the keys out and ready when I get there, because I don't have all day. I'm not going to just sit around and talk to you about it. I'm from the 7-Eleven corporate office, and I need to borrow your car.
I don't urinate on bread.